64 degrees at 421 on the DWS NewsHour, and pleased to have with us the Executive Director of the CU Schools Foundation, Molly Delaney. I know you're not a stranger to being on the airwaves, but first time here with us on the DWS NewsHour, Molly, so we really appreciate you coming.
I'm delighted to be here. Thanks, Scott.
This is the 30th year for the Schools Foundation, which is momentous on its own, correct?
It is. So this is the 30th anniversary. We've been in the community doing the work that we do for a long time and have grown year by year and now are really flourishing because of the generosity of the local community and how much they support education here.
And in sum, what are you aiming to do?
With our 30th anniversary?
No, just in general, as the foundation.
So our mission is to elevate excellence in the Champaign and Urbana public schools by investing in educators and students.
So you are looking to come along and meet some needs that the standard revenues for schools cannot do, right?
Right, exactly.
What are some of the key things you look to do then?
So our three main programs are that we provide grants, classroom grants for teachers. And we just finished, I was just telling you, that we had our big giveaway a couple weeks ago. And we awarded grants to 93 teachers for 66 projects and more than $37,000 for just part of the school year. So we'll do another round of grants in the spring.
Fantastic. And these teachers individually applied, or did you just identify them?
No, everyone has to submit a proposal, and there's several different levels of grants. So we have teachers who apply for small grants of up to $250, all the way up to $5,000. And the larger grants are for cross-district projects where we're bringing Champaign and Urbana teachers together in support of a particular idea or concept.
So it sounds to me it's not just finding a place maybe where there is neediness, if I can use that term, but things that are unique opportunities for
Absolutely.
Teachers to do.
So we do a couple of other things. We do award scholarships, and some of those are you know, academically based, needs based. It's a variety of things. And then we have an SOS fund, which provides immediate assistance for homeless students. Most of that's in the form of either clothing or hotel stays. And it's really for families who need just a very short period of time to get them on their feet, and they work with a social worker who then connects them to other resources in the community. So there is a little bit of that. But our primary purpose has always been the same, and that's really to be kind of an incubator for ideas in the local education community. So if people have something they want to try, you know, that's not necessarily in their school or their classroom budget, then they can apply for funding through us. It's been a great way for us to kind of test ideas throughout the years. Some of the first technology grants actually were piloted with us, and then the district said, hey, this is really working, or hey, it's not, or, you know, it was just an opportunity for them to see what would happen with those ideas.
We're with Molly Delaney. She's Executive Director of the CU Schools Foundation. You've been with the foundation now a few years. Mm-hmm. What do you love about your job? Why this field?
Well, exactly what we were talking about. So, as you know, I've been in the field of education for more than 30 years, and I love teaching and learning, and so nothing is more exciting than empowering teachers who are really passionate about what they do. So for me, you know, when I get to go out and see some of our grants in action, and I see what's happening with students and how engaged they are with, you know, some of the things we do are really add a hands-on element to learning or take it outside the classroom or outside the box. And when I see that, that's why I love what I do. And I get to meet wonderful people, you know, donors in the community, businesses, and individuals who truly believe that education, public education, is important. And it's just wonderful to spend time with them and to be able to be a connection between their passions and then actual implementation in the community in the classroom.
So how will you be celebrating this 30th anniversary?
Well, we've been celebrating all year. In the summer, which was kind of our official, you know, we run in the academic year, we had a board member reunion, so that was very fun. And right after that, we launched a new 365 club, so people can join this club. It's they pledge $1 a day in support of innovation and creativity in the local public schools. That's been fun to watch grow, and we continue to have people joining, so the word is kind of spreading about it. And then we have, every year we have our annual gala, and our gala committee meets soon. I don't want to tell too much, but I will tell you that this is going to be an exciting gala, and that our co-MCs for the evening are Dr. Owen and Dr. Zola from both of the school districts. And I'll just give you a hint. they like to sing.
Coincidentally, Dr. Owen is scheduled to be on with us on Wednesday here on the program, same time here. So
you might want to just ask him about the upcoming gala, and the gala won't be until April, so we have lots of planning ahead, but we're very excited about this year's event.
Molly Delaney with CU Schools Foundation, your biggest revenue is coming from businesses, from individuals.
It's a combination, and individual donors more than anything else.
Yeah. A biggest area of need, do you get donations for particular things, or is it kind of, I'm sure you can give generally, right?
But right. You can either restrict your donation or you can give to our general fund. And the general fund still supports all of those things that we talked about. So grants, scholarships, and the SOS fund. But you can go on our website and you can give to particular scholarships. You can really narrow down your gift if you choose to do it that way.
It's CU Schools Foundation. .org. Molly, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you,
I appreciate it. Welcome to the program as well. It is 64 degrees, 428, and local news coming up.